2023. Before we begin, Madam Clerk, have we met all the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act?
Yes, we have.
Thank you very much. I invite you all to join me for a salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic of the United States, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you much. Roll call, please.
Councilman Blazer.
Here.
Councilman Kuchnowski.
Here.
Councilman Swetnick is absent. Council President Strauss.
Here.
Here. Thank you very much. We'll begin the meeting with comments from the public, typically for items listed on the agenda, but there not being that much public. Anybody wish to say anything they'd like? Okay. All right, we'll close the public comment session. We'll move to the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the township mayor and council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, a council member, or citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. Are there any items council members might wish to?
I do not have any.
Nope. I have one. I'd like to pull Resolution Number 4 for the carryover vacation days from 2022. We'll discuss those separately. Any members of the public have anything they'd like to discuss separately? Okay.
I'm not just staying for 2022, I'm staying.
Okay. Oh, that's right, for the minutes.
Yeah.
Easy peasy. Keep us honest. So with those abstentions noted, is there someone who would, I guess I think you do that through consent, right?
I'll make a motion because I could move on everything.
Very good. And may I have a second? Roll call, please.
Councilman Blazer.
Yes.
Councilman Kuchnowski.
Yes.
Council President Strauss.
Yes, with noted abstentions.
Yes, and same. Okay, we'll move into reports. Councilman Blazer, you get to begin.
Yeah, short tonight. Planning Board, there's no meeting this week, President's Day, so it's never scheduled. The next meeting is March 6th. That, I don't know if there'll be any application at the agenda yet, but there will be the discussion of the master plan and the public hearings on the master plan amendments have been noticed, so that will occur on Monday, March 6th. Sewerage Authority, nothing new. Their meeting is on March 2nd. Again, they're having a rate hearing about their rate increase from 130 to 135 per quarter. Finance Committee, I hope that we can get good with Bill and Christine sometime soon to start talking about the budget.
Yeah, I was going to note that in the reports, but my estimation is Administrator Close will reach out to you in the near future to schedule that for hopefully next week.
Yeah, I know he's been working hard on it, so I'm not pushing.
I think if we introduce the 22nd, it'll be March.
Okay.
But my expectation is they're just about wrapped up. I'm talking to him.
Good. I know he's been doing a pretty thorough job, he was the department head, so.
Yeah, yesterday he was hoping for next week, but the week's going quick.
They do. And for the Cannabis Subcommittee, I was in touch with that resident who's interested in talking to us about a micro license to the township. I told him we're probably looking at early April, depending on the agenda, but I'd get back to him when we do something more firm. I made no commitments because I just said a lot of it. That's it.
And it is a duly noticed public hearing for the 6th of March for the.
It is. The notice was out, it should be in the paper on Thursday.
And then it'll come here after there, this process, right?
Well, this is the master's, it's a re-exam, so it doesn't come here for adoption.
Just done there?
Yeah, just it's done there, and then when we do ordinances, it starts the ping pong.
All right. Very good. Councilman Kuchnowski.
I have nothing to report.
Councilman Swetnick is absent. Council President Strauss.
Thank you, mine will also be brief. No updates from the Board of Ed as they have not had their meeting yet, and at their next meeting in March, they will be giving preliminary budgets for a hopeful final presentation in May. Historical Preservation, their meeting is next Wednesday, and I have to discuss the vacancy on that. I saw your email about the classification for the Historical Preservation Commission. For Public Safety, Chief DeRosa did email out some reports, and it was nice to see that one email about the acknowledgement and praise for the one incident that they had. and of course the press release as well.
Mm-hmm.
The activities that are going on.
Yeah.
With the fire department, we did have a discussion about the ISO letter, and I'm not sure what
we're doing. I spoke actually with Mayor Kovacs last night and sent a note to her this morning with all the files, and I got a note back at lunchtime from their administrator, which I have to reply to this evening. So I saw that today, and I'll try to get him what he's looking for, but they're very eager to help. He was surprised that it scored as it did, because in their estimation, they made significant investment in the system, so they're surprised that the score would have gone down for the water treatment systems.
And we also have another meeting pending with the officials and some other matters.
Yes, we need to do that.
EMS, Carla did circulate the report from South Branch, so thank you, Carla, for doing that. For OEM, the OEM coordinator said that this Saturday, the February 25th, from 1 to 4 at the North Branch Library, they're having a recruitment drive.
Okay,
so
good.
So I'm going to see if Steve has a flyer or something. I can post it on Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the other is just miscellaneous discussions that you've been having. So.
Very good. For me, Rec Committee doesn't meet again until March 6th. They did not have any meetings in February, so it's a little quiet there. As far as personnel, we do have an offer out to someone to be the Parks Foreman.
Oh, good.
We're hoping to have it on for tonight, but scheduling of notices and that sort of thing have to take place, so it's not yet ready. We're hoping to have the administrative positions in the office reposted this week. For those who don't know, Donna Kramer has submitted her resignation, so she'll be leaving us. I think next Friday is her last day. Then we've got some other positions that will be pending in various departments, pending the budget discussions that the Finance Committee will have. And we do have, finally, the Deputy Court Administrator on, so that's exciting. That bill, they're very much short-handed there, have been since the summer. So. And then we'll have a meeting later this week with the engineer and DPW supervisor, foreman, or
mm-hmm.
director rather, about the various items in the town,
yeah.
And the administrator as well. So all moving ahead, all good things.
Brian, any word on Field of Dreams? Do we think that's going to reopen, or are we?
It is going to reopen. It's going to take a little bit of an investment, but it's not as significant in my
investment.
There'll need to be some money spent on trees.
Yeah,
there'll be removal of dead and dying ash trees.
Yeah,
and pruning. There are.
Over our lives.
A couple pieces of equipment that'll need some attention and refurbishment.
Okay.
And there are one at least that I know of that has to be removed.
Okay.
But hopefully that'll stay for at least another year or so.
Okay.
And give us some additional time before the other one's ready.
Right. And function of those.
Oh, yeah. That's on track for April for
yeah,
sure.
Right.
Not next month.
That's great.
So, all good. We'll now move to resolutions. The first being that resolution that I pulled from the consent agenda.
Mm-hmm.
I'd ask that we table this resolution. There are some mathematical issues that I feel that you're only supposed to. Policy is to carry over 5 days, and my math isn't working, so we're going to iron that out. So we'll table that. Hopefully, bring it back next meeting because it's due.
That doesn't prevent anyone from using.
No, I think they'll be able to use their vacation days. It'll be a matter of administrating it once it's determined what the real number of carryover is.
Right.
But they have provision too. But I think it would be for me to try to fix it on the fly. Not fair if I got it wrong too.
Right.
So let's move on to resolution number 6, resolution rescinding resolution number 33-2023, amending the temporary budget for 2023. I believe, based on what I understand from the CFO, there were some mistakes on that resolution, so it's easier just to wipe it out. It wasn't that big a change to the temporary budget at the time. So
I'll make a motion.
Thank you.
And second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilman
Blitzer?
Yes.
Councilman
Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Council President
Strauss?
Yes.
Yes. Next, we have a resolution awarding a professional services agreement to C. William Bowkley, Jr. to serve as hearing officer in employee disciplinary matter. This is a not-to-exceed $6,000. I think it's
pretty self-explanatory, and I really can't get into too many details.
Right. Anybody have any questions, comments?
No.
Not, may I, I'll make the motion. May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilman
Yes.
Yes.
Council President
Strauss? Yes. Yes. We next have a resolution authorizing the hiring of Savannah Hetman as Deputy Court Administrator. This is the aforementioned Deputy Court Administrator of the court. We've had a vacancy since the administrator left in roundabout a lot.
And she's been a part-timer for us for a while.
She has been a part-timer.
She was quite good.
I appreciate your filling in.
No, it was great. It was actually really interesting. Thanks.
So,
she's great.
I'll make the motion. Thank you much.
Second.
Thank you.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Absolutely. Now we have a resolution authorizing the purchase of a 2023 Police Interceptor Utility All-Wheel Drive Vehicle from Koch 33 Specialized Upfitters. This is just the vehicle, not to exceed $37,408. And I would note that this is finally back to where we used to be many years ago, buying this out of the general operating.
So it's like, okay.
Not capital. It's not capital.
You answered my question before I can ask.
Budgeted, bonded, yeah. Or borrowed, okay. What have you. It is, although within the last few years buying it out of capital, this is straight out of the budget. It's included in what we'll see.
Okay.
And so,
I did notice on one of the bids that they backed out the hybrid engine and saved money. I'm just like, someday do we need to think about hybrids and electric vehicles? The state hasn't probably added any requirements yet.
We definitely have to think about electric vehicles, especially in administrative vehicles.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense to me. Police vehicles does a lot of miles.
And in fact, the police chief is leaning more and more toward, President Strauss, you can correct me if I'm wrong, SUVs even over Interceptor.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I think for a variety of reasons, I think even just the building to get them, it's everybody's kind of moving away from the police car.
I guess it would be
one more SUVs on everything.
Okay. Okay.
Interesting.
Okay.
So,
okay. Yeah. I'll make the motion.
Thank you.
Second.
Yeah. Roll.
Councilman
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And no police vehicle would be a police vehicle without lights and sirens. So we have a resolution authorizing the purchase from East Coast Lighting for proper lighting equipment for patrol vehicles from state contract number 17-fleet-00761. And this is for around about $22,000 or less.
Make a motion.
Thank you.
Second.
And roll call.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Council President
Strauss? Yes. Yes. We now have a resolution to transfer some funds within last year's budget to accommodate some late invoices, if you will. Any questions, comments?
No, thank you.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Second.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
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 Yes. And now we have somebody wish to make a motion to pay the bills.
Only because we have to. I'll make the motion.
Okay. Go. I'll second. Roll call, please.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman
Pachinowski? Yes. 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 All right. We have come down to the final public comment session. You made it just in time. Does anybody have any comments that they'd like to come make? All of the towns have to update their floodplain management, right, as I understand it, based on a New Jersey DEP regulation. We're actually negotiating ours with the DEP as we speak. Ms. Cecil, is that correct?
Correct.
So, no, that's separate. Now, the and if you could, I'd ask you to just come quick, state your name so that the clerk has it for the record. We don't need exactly where you live, just what town you live in. So yeah, Reddington, apparently, I guess they've got theirs introduced. Yeah. And
Lebanon Township did theirs.
Yeah, a bunch of towns are. We've been working on ours since last year, and it's been submitted to the DEP, and I guess it's actually a third party who's doing the initial review. Our engineer is handling most of that interface, but we have some concerns, I think, about where it should live within the code.
Yes, and another time soon, I've been talking to the DEP attorney, the citizens have been changing on their part.
So it is pending. They'll all be very similar in how they work, because it's a form that the state mandates, and it's required in order to be compliant with FEMA. I believe it's the engineer, township engineer. I think if somebody were to take them to court, we would pay for their legal
fees. As we do for any court.
I have that. Defer to the council.
That's not a short answer, but to your initial point about the floodplain administrator and show the liability and the notification, that's already the state of the law under independent statutes. I'm frankly not even sure why it's being stated in this ordinance. It already applies to anybody. So it's not, that language isn't changing anything. And with respect to those immunities, I mean, there's lots of nuances, and generally, yes, they're immune, but they're not the situation. And the other thing is, there's just a whole lot of evidence.
And the engineer could be signing off the plans of other people. Like normally, it's just reviewing the plans submitted by an applicant, I believe.
Yes.
In a new development, obviously.
Right. And there's permits that have to be issued separately in the part.
Right.
The normal land use approvals. They're really just reviewing plans and their compliance.
And my understanding, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is we'll have very limited ability to change certain things in that
correct. State
standard cookie cutter, if you will, ordinance. So residence is going to be almost identical to pretty much every other municipality in the state.
And there's consternation over where some of these things found, and literally the old common problem references and source authority
They're using a one-size-fits-all approach that doesn't quite fit neatly in everyone's individual code.
Unfortunately, becoming a bit of a trend in Trenton, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think for the DEP, I think some of this, because even by their standards, I mean, there's always the whole thing with their modern ordinances, but this one seems different from even my normal one. So I think a lot of this may also be kind of like the front of the DEP. I don't know that for
sure. Okay, interesting.
I think they're using all the from FEMA. Yes, I'm just trying to get it for you guys.
Right.
Where it needs to be, as I said, not affecting the substance at all. Frankly, I'm just trying to make it so that
works in our ordinance. And the ordinance is separate apart from the rules that the DEP is considering for floodplains, right?
Yeah. Yes, and
totally
a lot
separate.
Of these are to implement existing regulations.
Got it.
And you get an example in one town, all of the substantive provisions they already have on the books, and they're implementing just not an exact one, but not an ordinance. So the DEP wants that municipality to basically delete what it has. Replace it with an ordinance, even though the standards themselves are the same. She's not using quite the same language. But a lot of it has to do with finger mapping and all kinds of stuff. So it's not, I'm not an engineer, so I can't really tell you every single detail about that. But it's really to bring municipal ordinances into compliance.
We didn't have to address it when we did a hazard mitigation plan.
No, because it was after. And I remember reading this thing last year. This thing is pretty detailed.
Yes.
Okay. You got it? Anybody else would like to come forward? Please come state your name. And I realize there's no microphone. Just speak up. They got removed.
I'll
do my best. There you go. Yeah, and for the record, for future, we don't need addresses, but thank you.
I'm happy to do my best. Thanks for serving.
Sure.
You can sit if you want.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
All right.
Absolutely, I'll make a note, and I know sometimes you're supposed to select what you'd like to hear from, but we should be able to have the webmaster pretty quickly check if you're on the list, if you're on which lists, if you're getting stuff, because I know I get the agendas for tonight's meeting I got on Friday, and also for the Board of Adjustment, I'll get to the planning committee, so you're not getting those, for sure.
No, definitely not. I mean, there are other local options.
Yep, and we're actually looking into that for police and OEM at the moment. So,
so I also had the privilege of being here tonight at the post office in the house.
Yep.
And it struck me that we are kind of at the intersection of a fairly important time. I think, judging by the number of people that are in the room, warehouse development is certainly something that has environment of revenue for a lot. We have this for 3 years. I love the quality of revenue for a lot. So what I'm going to suggest is my thought to both tonight is understand that the plan is doing this really many years and I'm not going to be able to but I do recognize that there are two members of the council that you sit. So perhaps there's an opportunity for
so we actually beat you to it, and I don't know if you heard about it from that meeting in October, but as Councilman Glazer at that meeting had noted, and he'll correct me on the time frame, but I think 2019, 2020, the master plan was updated and it included a strong preference against warehouses. Shortly thereafter, the township did a reexamination along Route 22, and the way it works is a warehouse, if it's like any other use, if it's not specifically permitted, it's prohibited in our code.
It's right?
It's not conditional.
No.
It's got to get a variance. But what we did along 22 was we expressly prohibited warehouses,
right,
so that there's no confusion.
Right.
Although I will say that the folks at Exxon had there was no confusion in that on their part. They knew that if they wanted it, they either have to get change or a variance. And in the re-exam we're doing now for Route 31, which I'm hopeful I'll be able to end that meeting, but if not, I've participated up along the way, that will also include an express prohibition for warehouses in the zones along that.
And actually, the re-exam report draft, if it carries, recommends applying that prohibition to other zones in the township, other commercial zones, to take it that step further.
Okay.
So it's in the report.
I'm happy to hear that. I asked you to talk to the planning board attorney and the attorney about the property value. So the money is without that. I don't think that I'm going to be an issue.
There is a plan to do that as well.
Okay. Last but not least.
State your work.
Thank you. Man, you guys got to help. Last but not least, from what I understand, you may have mentioned this in the
I would, that's probably fair to say, yeah.
Can I ask you what the drivers are?
We are going to definitely see an increase in health benefits and pension. That's going to be considerable to the tune of a few $100,000, which is a couple pennies on the tax rate. We're going to probably need to make an additional investment in capital in order to get some of these road projects done. So I think those are probably the two primary drivers, and it's still in development, so I haven't even seen where it's at currently. I don't know exactly where it is, but I'm sure that two gentlemen on my left will have a good hard look at it.
No, those are the drivers.
Those two are going to be...
The state health care is 22%.
My memory serves.
Yeah.
A 2% tax increase is typically, on the levy, is typically around $200,000, 100 and something like that. And the health benefits and pension increase for us were close to $400,000.
I'm assuming that the private there is not the township level.
Yes.
So this year is bad, next year is going to be worse.
I don't think that next year is going to be worse, but we're kind of locked in with some of our collective bargaining agreements.
Well, a lot of towns have started.
I mean, that ultimately, I think, was just a little
bit. A lot of towns have withdrawn. There's a lot of pay less, more and more towns, and that there's a worry that that impacts the rest of the pool. Those of us
for the coming year.
But, as you say, there's some contractual requirements we need to work through, and it's a lot of our employees are into a contract. But it is something we need to think about. We when they first talked about these increases, we had a bit of an exchange. I think I said to the mayor something on that about other towns are going to do this, and they have. Newark withdrew. I think I saw Chatham Borough and the Chatham Board of Ed. It was a long list.
Newark's not small.
Mm-hmm. No, Newark's not small. That's one of the drivers of the pool, actually.
Thanks, man.
I appreciate it. Yep, thank you. Yep. And we got his name spelled. So I want to make sure we get that list checked correctly.
How do you spell your last name?
Check. I got it right. Very good. Anyone else like to make a public comment? All right. In that case, I will close the public comment session, and we will move to our executive session. Which is noted on the agenda. We have two items to be discussed in executive session, both with the advice of counsel. One is respect to pending litigation and matters related thereto, and the other is FOP contract negotiations. I don't know exactly when this will become public and what we'll be able to make public and what time, but I would expect this maybe takes half an hour, give or take. And I anticipate absolutely no formal action when we come out of executive session.
And does the mayor report a motion to go into close as it says pending litigation, specifically?
Thank you. Yes. All right. In that case, may I have a motion?
I'll make the motion to go into back.
Second. Roll call. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. All right, thank you all very much. We're back. Are you recording?
Yeah.
All right. I believe Mr. Glazer has something.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman
Kosinowski?
Yes.
Council President Strzok?
Yes.
Mayor
Boley? Maybe. Yes.
You're outvoted.
This thing is going to disappear.
Thank you all.